Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
What's up, everyone? Seth Mick here, back at it again with a new podcast episode. I know it's kind of weird to say, because it's been a while. I haven't really been in the studio. I haven't really tried to put in any kind of work, on the podcast. I mean, I had, you know, basically just take a break. You know, sometimes gets a little too serious. And I don't know, it just seemed like, sorry. Been kind of day drinking here on my day off. Not hammered by any means, but you know, getting a little burps, whatever. But it's my day off. But not to get straight away from the subject. I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to bring back the podcast, but you know, in a different way. I guess what I was trying to say before I started murmuring and, you know, basically full disclosing that I'm chilling and hanging out on my day off. I don't know. I needed some time off from the podcast. You know, I guess I didn't really know what I wanted from the podcast. I guess initially I knew, at the time I was like, what's something I can talk a lot about? Okay, I can talk a lot about metal and hardcore and emo and stuff like that. But when that became kind of the only content, you know, in my avenue or whatever, I started to lose interest because I was like, I can't talk about really anything else that I really enjoy talking about. And I don't know, I just felt like that was a problem, you know. I didn't really think it out long term as far as what I'm trying to talk about on the show, and didn't really take into consideration that, hey, at some point in time, you're going to want to fucking talk about something else because you're going to mature, or, you know, your tastes are going to change, or your opinions are going to change and all that kind of thing. So I don't know. I'm just trying to, I guess, correct that now. A lot of the podcasts that I enjoyed, or enjoy rather, I don't know. I guess I'm saying enjoyed because I don't really listen to them anymore. I've moved on to other podcasts, but the ones that I always seem to like are the ones that can evolve and change, and, you know, just like people change, because, you know, we all change here. We all enjoy different things seasonally, whatever it is. And it's time to slip away from the same way of thinking all the time, you know. A lot's changed, too, like, from the past episode till now. I mean, my whole life is like 180, for sure. And, you know, not to make it about me, I'm just, this is like, you know, my podcast. So that's why I'm talking about the gap, I guess. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, more of the restaurant stuff too, because I am a chef and I've cooked for going on 17 years now, and I've just embraced the lifestyle, you know. And, you know, I want to talk about some cooking shit too. I have a lot of chef friends, so we have a lot of like fucking pirate stories that I'm sure will be entertaining for some. But, you know, I just feel like if I'm going to really do this podcast thing, I have to showcase everything that, you know, I'm about and kind of expose that. Because, all right, for example, for some reason, I just wanted to watch some fucking trash reality TV, you know, because I kind of run out of shows. Right now I'm watching Yellowstone, so, you know, I'm kind of caught up on it, and I'm waiting every Sunday now, and I wanted to watch a little trash TV in the meantime, and we gotta watch Floribama Shore, okay, because I grew up watching Jersey Shore for some reason, But at the time, I was coming out of high school. I thought it was cool because I couldn't even drink yet. And these dudes are like going to the club, getting fucking buck wild and saying a lot of funny ass shit. So I was down. I was down with that. And, you know, I just never really checked out Floribama Shore. But the point I'm trying to make, I'm trying to circle back around here. The point is, in Floribama Shore, I feel like none of the characters, you know, at first, are like super...
Here's what I found.
Whoa. Siri was listening the whole time. You shut the fuck up, lady. No offense to ladies. But anyway, none of the characters in that show are like super fucking lovable at first, I feel like. But that's not the point. The point is that, you know, they are authentic to who they are. And that's who you fall in love with. And any character in any movie or whatever the fuck, you know, it's always about the likability of the person. Well, the point I'm trying to make, I don't know if I'm super likable. I, you know, don't always feel like I am. And that's fine. You know, we don't have to love all of each other. But I just feel like no one's really going to like me unless I just show, like, everything that I do and, like, see and experience and stuff like that. Because then they can understand, like, people can understand, like, where I'm coming from and my perspective of life. That sort of thing. So, anyway, not trying to talk about me this whole time. This is not that podcast. Really just trying to catch up. I know it's been a while. A lot of the people that listen to my podcast were actually, like, really good friends of mine. And still are. You know, if you're here and we know each other in our personal lives, you know, what's up? Sorry. I'm, like, choked up in here. I haven't had a lot of podcast experience in a while, so I'm having to drink more water and that shit. But, you know, if you are my friend, what's up? I hope you're doing all right. I got nothing but love for you. You know, it's the holidays, right in the middle of it. Christmas is coming up. I hope everyone that I care about, that you know me, you know, hope you're doing well out there. I really do. I haven't seen a lot of you guys for a while, you know. You know, it's funny because, like, when you change jobs, you're around, like, a whole different type of people, you know what I mean? Like, like, sorry, I am fucked up, guys. I feel like I just got over, like, bronchitis or some shit. I'm out here coughing up a fucking organ. And I'm not, you know. Damn, I gotta drink some water. That shit is great. I invested in a $15 water bottle. Never been happier. I don't know why a water bottle can make you happy as an adult. But fuck it, here we are. Happy about water bottles. Never thought I'd be here in my life. But, you know, it's just, it's been a minute since I've seen a lot of people. I had to switch up my job. Kind of another reason why it was hard for me to, you know, just stay consistent with the podcast, man. It was just constantly, like, having to stop, and I couldn't, like, you know, fucking record on certain days that I wanted to, and that was, like, really tough. I really wanted to be able to, you know, do it a lot more consistently. I knew the podcast that I liked, you know, it's like a weekly thing. Like, you pop back in, it's like hanging out with your buddy or whatever. And, you know, when you stop doing that all the time, it kind of sucks. But hopefully I'm with you right now in your kitchen while you're cooking. Or maybe I'm in traffic with you on the road. I feel like I'm there with you in spirit, you know. I'm like your own personal Air Bud, except for I'm Air Seth, I guess, right beside you. I'm that dog who's going to hit the ball in the basket for you, and it's going to make you smile, maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I piss you off. And I'm sorry if I do that. That's fine, too, because you probably piss me off. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be back in podcast land just to talk about stupid random shit and, like, what I've been up to lately. But you know what? I digress. I do want to talk about, like, what I want to accomplish moving forward. You know, some of the stuff I'm going to do. Some of the stuff I'm not going to do, at least for the time being. One of which is going to be reaction videos. As much as I love you guys, and as much as I love watching reaction videos, I don't want to fucking do them anymore, okay? It takes a lot of work to edit and, you know, synced. It's just a pain in the nuts, really, because, like, it's like copyright infringement. It's a quick way to, like, get, you know, traction, I guess. If you're starting a podcast, maybe you're here for that. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But, you know, that, like, that is the red tape on YouTube. Using someone else's, like, music or material. It's just kind of better to formulate, you know, your own lane or your own way of doing it, because, you know, you're gonna get flagged if you're using someone else's shit. And that was something that was very frustrating about the podcast, because I would consistently do these, like, reaction videos. You know, you're not getting any kind of money for that shit, by the way. And, you know, like, I would spend all this time putting out this fucking reaction video, and then all of a sudden, right at the very end, when you're trying to upload it to YouTube, YouTube takes out their fucking YouTube-ass dildo and gives it right to you, because they will not, you know, let you post shit like that, like I just said. And it's bullshit. And then you'll go through all that trouble of editing and going through it and yada, yada, yada. And then you can't even, like, fucking use the video that you worked so hard on. Dang, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm so fucked. And I'm sorry, I'm probably going to lose some of you with the fucking congestion. But I'll try to keep it short. You know, this is more of a coming back to episode, you know. But, I mean, anyway, like, I mean, either they will block it 100%, YouTube will block it 100%, or, you know, they'll block it out of certain countries. So you're getting all these, like, comments coming from countries of language, all these languages that you've never even heard of. And it's just, like, your outreach, I guess, is just definitely downgraded. And that just sucks, you know. It's just, everything's about money, and, you know, YouTube's not trying to pay out all the shit in royalties, and, you know, I mean, who wants to pay out so much, you know? But anyway, it is what it is. To be fair, I haven't really listened to a lot of metal lately. If you follow me, and, you know, if you follow my shit at all, or know me personally, you know that I play, like, country and blues personally. I've been kind of falling down that avenue a lot more. Is it new? Not really, but kind of. let me explain that one. You know, I grew up on, like, older country. Like, Willie Nelson was actually, fun fact, Willie Nelson was actually the first live performance that Seth McCloskey have seen. Yes, we have gotten to the point where we talk in third person. If there was a narrator, which voice would you want? But, you know, besides that, you know, my dad raised me on classic rock, hippie music, folk music, and old country music. So it's kind of eclectic bunch. Coming from California, actually, there's a lot of country listening out there, which is surprising to some. If you know, you know, you know, situation. But, you know, it is called the Wild West. Just saying, you know. there was a lot of frontier to be trotted about out there. So, shouldn't surprise anyone. I feel like with mountains come cowboys, and with that comes trouble. And I don't know, so on and so forth. I don't know. Not the best with words, but I do know that I like country music words, and I like the storytelling, because, you know, it's dope. maybe that's why I progressed to metal, because, you know, country and blues, whatever. Blues music and metal music are very similar, though a lot of people wouldn't maybe agree, but I see it, because some really, like, heavy blues shit considered sound metal. Let's look at Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know. Just saying. Black Sabbath. Led Zeppelin. You know, these things that maybe have influenced, you know, metal bands or whatever the fuck. So I don't know. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe there's not. Maybe that's a reach. Maybe it's not. I don't know. All I know is, you know, I've just always been a fan of music. I know that when I play this Les Paul over here, it's either going to sound bluesy or it's going to kind of sound metal. It might sound really good in between, like punk music or some shit. But, you know, there's only so many fucking notes on a damn guitar. I mean, they're all universally going to be used at some point in some form of music or another. It's all music, right? So, also felt like, you know, to kind of segue into another point here, that, you know, people that like metal also like other types of music. And I feel like that conversation hasn't really been explored either, because, you know, you've seen, like, y'all alternative on TikTok and stuff like that, you know? So I guess depending on, like, where you come from, you know, there's going to be some blend in music, like, you know, taste and all that. Because, you know, I grew up here in the country in North Carolina. And, you know, you listen to country music, you're listening to rap and hip hop and heavy metal and punk and basically, like, all variations of fucking music are getting thrown at you because people are coming from, you know, everywhere now. I mean, shit, we have people from up north, from, like, Florida, from Jersey to Ohio to California to Alaska even. Like, I've seen, they're coming from all over the place, and we're all landing in, you know, different areas. We might live in this area for a while. We might move away. We might move here. And then you're bringing all these, you know, influences that you're picking up. Boom, 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 boom. Hitting every one of them on the way. And eventually, you know, roll rocking your way into, like, all these fucking genres that you just kind of found. Like a snowball effect where, you know, things that you didn't even know you liked, you like all of a sudden. I don't know. It's just really cool that music fucking brings us all together, you know, a lot of ways, because, you know, we might not agree on, you know, what fucking president we want to vote for or whatever the fuck, but, you know, we do have that motherfucking song that we all like, and, you know, we might dance to it or fucking bump that shit in your car, you know, with your buddy or whatever. Who fucking knows? Sorry, I'm trying to drink some water. I feel like it's helping out with, like, my coughing situation. Coughing. Fucked up. It is good to be back. But like I mentioned, I mean, you know, first year doing your podcast, it's really hard to figure out, like, what direction you want to go into long term. You know, who's fucking done a podcast before? I mean, who can really, you know, is privileged enough to know that type of knowledge moving forward, you know, for a tough gig. Talk radio is, like, something that I really, like, wanted to get into, I guess. When I started this off, and I was like, well, you know, broadcasting might be my thing. But come to find out, I can barely fucking talk for 20 minutes. So my fucking throat is, like, already giving out. But that largely probably has to do with, like, how much I drink, like beer and, you know, sing loud and talk loud in the kitchen, and it's just worn out my fucking voice and all the whiskey and, you know, acid reflux and all that shit. So, you know, maybe those dreams are dead, but maybe they're not. I just do this to have fun. It always kind of felt like therapy for me, because therapy is expensive, but, you know, I can buy a microphone and get the same satisfaction or whatever the fuck it is out of it. Kind of feels like you're able to spill all. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed those, like, Zoom meetings, meeting up a guest. As far as, like, doing interviews in the future, I don't know. Maybe. Fucking knows. I don't know if I'll do reactions necessarily to music videos, but, you know, I had TikTok pulled up, and I'm like, well, maybe I can kind of, like, do the reacting to TikTok situation. That's fun. I just want to do fun shit, really. This shit is pulling up right now. Damn it. My TikTok got super weird, by the way, because I'm just pulling up fucking TikTok. But, sorry, it just started playing. That's why I kind of, like, lost track there. But, TikTok, like, I feel like that's, like, one of the purest, fucking funniest forms of the internet right now. I love where it's at because, you know, it's just, like, I don't know. We had Vine, I guess, before, but this is something so intrusive yet, I don't know, you just can't get enough of it. Once you find it and, like, once you appreciate it and, like, get it, it makes sense. And it's funny as fuck. It's, like, the best shit ever. I can get lost in that for hours, but, you know, maybe reacting to some TikTok videos, that'd be cool. Not necessarily, like, dismissing doing interviews anymore. I just don't know if I want to do them as regular, so I don't know if that's a good idea or not. And, I mean, to be completely honest, I mean, when I was doing the interviews initially, I mean, I was just totally fucking blowing it because I was doing the questionnaire in the beginning. I thought that was a good idea, but, you know, I don't know. I guess, like, where I was coming from with it, I mean, it was kind of cool sometimes, but, you know, I just kind of recall those guests where I kind of felt like I was annoying them, you know, and that wasn't cool. And, you know, they didn't want to bail because, like, everyone's into this, like, they really give a shit what everyone thinks about them right now, and that's kind of annoying. Everyone's trying to, you know, be vanilla, which is really annoying. I just don't feel like you can live like that. I don't feel like that's real. You know, just because, you know, just to be so vanilla about everything, like, I don't know if that's good or bad. It just seems kind of like fake or false or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. And, you know, I think everyone's just so scared to be, like, the bad guy or whatever. They don't want to, like, lose whoever. But, I mean, like, do you really want people to fake like you or, like, the fake version of you or whatever? That just doesn't really make sense to me. I've always tried to be true to myself or whatever version of myself that was at that time. Am I fucking perfect? Fuck no. And, you know, if you've gotten this far with this podcast, I mean, I feel like you kind of know who I am, and sometimes I don't even know who I am, just to be completely honest. I mean, shit, we all fucking change, like I said before, and I don't really know where the fuck I was going with that, but I guess I've been internalizing a lot, and this is just coming out in podcast form. I'm just fucking spilling all, I guess, right here. You know, if you're new here, I do appreciate it. And if you're not, you're even better, I guess. I love you even more. I don't know why I'm saying that like a question, because I do. I'm dying. That's it. I'm dead. I should probably wrap it up. I mean, it's my first one. It's my first time. You know, I'm just kind of losing my voice today. I don't know. I haven't done this a whole lot, so it's kind of tough. You know what I mean? And the weather here hasn't been completely awesome either. I mean, everyone's just getting hit with sickness right now. Like, everyone at my job recently has just been coughing and sneezing and shitty. And, you know, I'm trying to drink more water. I don't work out as much as I should, but, or at all. I need to fucking work on that one, because, you know, I've just been trying to stay home in my free time and not go out and spend money and really practice music, because, you know, it's just something that's very important to me. You know, it's always made me happy. Kind of did a hard time of being consistent with it, I guess, and I don't know, I just kind of fell on that with the podcast, because, you know, like, being in band after band after band, and it just not going the way I wanted it to, I got discouraged super easily. But, you know, I really just, like, something about, like, talking into a microphone or something like that, or that art of conversation or whatever it is, or just talking or singing or whatever it is, I don't know, but being in front of a microphone always felt like the shit to me, you know. Like, I could pick up a guitar and, like, you know, fuck around on that, but, you know, being behind the microphone has, like, always been something that, I don't know, it's just irreplaceable or something like that, I don't know, because I did all types of music growing up, and, I mean, shit, we even grew up, you know, trying to rap, and, you know, a lot of the rap that I did, though, I will say this, that I enjoyed was just, like, dick-off songs with my friends. Growing up, shout-out Dan Leip, shout-out Dylan Myrick, shout-out Cody Starling. I don't know if I should give out the government names, but, I mean, I doubt you're going to look them up and, like, whatever. But they were the homies, and they still are growing up, and those are your forever friends. And, you know, we just, like, we grew up with, like, Superbad. Like, do you guys remember that movie or have seen it? Shout out Superbad. You should watch Superbad right now if you haven't. It's, like, the funniest shit ever. Go smoke a bowl or a joint or a blunt or whatever the fuck and get lifted and watch that movie. And you're going to laugh your ass off. Maybe I'll do that tonight. I don't know. But, you know, we used to make all these stupid, funny-ass dick-off songs that were just so vulgar and fucked up and, you know, just a dick-and-fart kind of way or whatever. By the time, it was just, like, really fun. And just kind of introduced a lot of camaraderie. And that was just great, you know, like, I feel like, you know, I guess that's what I was trying to emulate on the show was, you know, that whole factor of, like, being young and not really giving a fuck and, like, that rock star mentality that, you know, I don't feel like people really live by anymore. Oh, another point I wanted to make, I remember, just kind of hit me like a light bulb in the dark. But, you know, every podcast that I like, it's like the host is someone I can relate to. Sorry, I'm trying to drink this water. I'm actually getting there. I'm getting to the bottom of this bottle, baby. Water bottle. I feel like that'd be the only acceptable time you can, like, tell that over the air or whatever. Finish this bottle, bitch. Like, maybe a beer bottle, but a water bottle. It's good with grandma. We're good. Keeping it PG, you know. No, but, like, with a podcast host, situation I was trying to mention before. You know, it's always somebody that you can relate to, and I feel like if I don't open up a little bit more and, like, kind of show who I really am, it's just not going to work, and I'm not going to build the fan base that I want, and they're not going to fucking truly know who I am and all that. So, I mean, truly I am, you know, a chef pirate, if you will, a grease monkey of sorts, and, you know, blue collar, but kind of, I don't know, like, is chef life considered blue collar? I would think so. I would think so because, it's a lot of physical shit too, though, like, for real. I don't know, go cook with someone who's a chef one day and tell me. I don't fucking know, like, I don't know what your opinion would be. I know it can be very physically demanding. You're like, how? So, okay, well, you're receiving cases of shit. The sugar bags and flour bags are usually about 50 pounds a piece. And so you got about four of them on the ground. I mean, it's like lifting cement bags in a way. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of heavy shit. Chemicals are heavy as fuck. Cases of potatoes are heavy as shit. Cases of chicken are heavy as shit. You know, there's a lot of heavy shit. Heavy ass pot of water and a big ass fucking 5 gallon pot. You know, that's heavy. You're doing that all day. I don't know. Could be argued with. I don't know. If you don't think it is, let me know why not. I don't know. I've never really worked construction like that, so I don't know. Very limited experience in that. And heavy lifting, I mean, shit, I, you know, lift weights and all that. I've lifted weights my whole life, so I know, like, you know, how physically demanding that is and, like, how heavy feels like, I guess. I don't know. That's all I was trying to go with that. I'm not flexing because I'm fat and I don't give a fuck about that type of shit. So, but anyway, I mean, I don't know. You tell me, especially my chef friends, like, do you consider yourself blue collar? but that's been like a consistent thing I've tried to make on the podcast is, you know, chef life is fucking metal as shit. You know, that's how I found metal music was, working in kitchens and, you know, all my metal friends in there and, you know, it's just constant adrenaline. So you just, you know, listen to metal music all night and surprisingly it gets you through and it's not as angry as it seems or feels like in that scenario, I guess. I don't know. You know how like different scenarios can make different things feel different, you know. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway. If you're still here, you're a fucking real one. That's where I'm going with this one, but I'm gonna go ahead and slip off here. I wanna practice some music. Or play a video game, or not do shit, because it's my day off, and I want to appreciate that. You know, you chefs out there, you know how it is. You know, you want to fucking cook a little bit, drink a little bit, hang out. And that's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and start some dinner, hang out with my wife. You know, shout out my wife. Love you. I'm not the fucking greatest person in the world. I'm not the greatest husband. I'm not the greatest friend. I'm not the greatest son. You know, I'm not the perfect person, but, you know, those of you who have been here for me, I really do love you. I really do appreciate you. This is my sign off. Nothing but peace and love, man. I've, you know, kind of come full circle. I felt like I was more so full of hate, let's say a year or two ago. Kind of in a different headspace now, but not saying that, like, I go to church, but, like, literally, like, the past couple, you know, the past year or whatever the fuck, I don't know. I'm not going to put a timeline on it, but, you know, there's been a lot of ups and downs just like everyone else's life. And I've just grown up a little bit. I feel like I've grown up. That's the perfect word. I feel like I've grown up a little bit. I'm not so angry anymore. I feel like I've kind of chilled out. No. Am I taking medication? No. I've always medicated myself with a little bit of ganja, a a little bit of beer and just a little bit of like whiskey. Not like a shit ton at times, yes, but you know, tried to stay away from an abundance of it. And a little bit of trying to be positive. A little bit of PMA. That was a huge part of it. My awareness to trying to be positive. Trying to stay away from things that don't make me positive, you know? That kind of thing. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I just love you all. Y'all. Why the fuck say you all? That was weird. I'm a y'all type of dude. I say y'all all the time. Love y'all. Love y'all. Love everything about it. And, you know, I'm here for you. So, I guess this is season two. This is kicker. This is kind of the intro to season two. This is where I'm going with it. It's going to be a lot more like these type of episodes. I need to create original content that I like and enjoy and I'm proud of. Good representation of myself and the taste that I've created. And my restaurant lifestyle. Always been like this, you know, country metalhead, hippie, rocker, skateboarder, you know, all these things. I wear a lot of different hats, but this is who I am, you know. I'm all these things wrapped into one, baby. And here we are, finally growing up. Season two, let's get it. Love you guys. Hope you have a good one. Smoke one for me. Drink one for me. Let's go. Can't wait to come back with another one for you guys. Hopefully I can bring a friend on every now and then. Maybe I'll do an interview. I still got my Zoom subscription or whatever the fuck. So if you're trying to get on the Zoom call, let's go. You know, we can do that too. So depends what you're trying to hear. But, you know, I'd love to hear feedback from you guys. I change my handle all the time on Instagram and socials. So just always find Native Diamond Podcast. And you should see me on there. Not very popular, not very famous. So shouldn't be fucking hard for you. The guy with the tattoos who talks too much. Let's get it. Season two. Love y'all. Have a good one. We'll see you later. Shine on.
Shine on.
Shine on.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.